Okay, I will try to respond perhaps in a summary fashion to all of the questions that were put here that raised indeed these questions of human judgment and human control. I mean, I think what I heard is that the reiteration that IHL assumes that there is meaningful there must be meaningful human control over weapon systems and the use of force, and certainly we would agree with this, whether we call it meaningful human control, effective human control, or appropriate levels of human judgment. And what we have seen is that certainly as the factors to be taken into account become more complex, the complexity of the environment, etc., the level of human supervision and the ability to intervene after the activation of the weapon, and that link, that interaction between the human and the machine becomes much more significant and important. So the critical, as I mentioned in my presentation, the critical importance of the operator having a sufficient information and understanding about how the weapon functions, how it operates, its foreseeable actions and effects in the environment in which it's being used, and the interaction of the abilities of the capabilities of the weapon system with the environment in which it is being used, and how that evolves in time and space. And all of this is critically important, indeed, and this, to answer Switzerland's question, all of this is critically important to determine, indeed, the quality of interaction between the human and the machine. So this is where, again, I'm coming back to a theme that I've repeated, where again, drawing on lessons of existing weapon systems could be very useful, because we know that certain, for example, anti-missile, anti-rocket defense systems that are programmed to autonomously detect, select, and attack certain targets, and some would argue that these are very rudimentary forms of autonomous weapon systems, that these systems, given the fact that they are fixed in space, that they are operating in a constrained environment that is so-called uncluttered, that is, there aren't a whole lot of potentially protected objects, so civilian aircraft, etc., flying around, that these systems are that are being operated with human supervision, ability to intervene, but they are operating autonomously. And I think there are lessons that could be drawn from the existence of these systems, and then how does entering into more complex tasks, more complex environments, prolonged operation in space and time, and a greater degree of so-called freedom of the weapon system to operate, where with all of that, there's a loss of predictability about the actual targets and timing of engagement of targets that this leads to. That this requires a greater involvement of the human in the operation of that system to ensure IHL compliance, to ensure that distinction, proportionality, and precautions will be respected, and then crucially at the end of the day, to ensure that the human remains the decision maker, that to ensure that the human responsibility and accountability remains in the use and operation of the system.
Thank you very much.